anything you work hard at, anything you put a lot of effort into, anything you sweat over to make it happen, the question is, why are you working so hard? The answer is, your programs and your subconscious don't support that.
And what we have to do in order to get to that place where we can take the keys and unlock the self-imposed prisons, or the prisons that we have given ourselves on the basis of what we have come to believe is our limitations, what we can and can't do, we have to let go of that. And I call it rewriting our agreement with reality. We literally have to make a whole new contract with what it is that I perceive to be what is possible for me. And in order to do that, we have to shift out of the things that we have come to believe in, and everything that you came to this program watching tonight that you believe in was handed to you by someone else outside of you, was handed to you by the experiences or testimony of someone in the past. And because it comes from outside of you, there is still an element of doubt. And this element of doubt isn't bad, but it keeps you from reaching higher levels, because what you think about is what expands. And if you're thinking doubt, then doubt is what expands.
If you think that your thoughts have something to do with your future, just from a theoretical standpoint, that your thoughts create your destiny, and you think 60 to 70,000 thoughts in one day, and 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before, well, then your life isn't going to change very much as long as you're thinking the same way. And those same thoughts lead to the same choices. The same choices lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the exact same experiences, and we anticipate the same feelings or emotions from those experiences, and those emotions are the payoff that drive our very same thoughts. Well, our biology, our neurocircuitry, neurochemistry, our hormones, and even our gene expression will be equal to how we think, how we act, and how we feel. And how we think, how we act, and how we feel is called our personality. And our personality creates our personal reality. That's it. So the present personality who's listening to this show has created the present personal reality called their life. So if you can latch on to this idea, if you want to create a new life, a new personal reality, you got to change your personality, which means you better start thinking about what you've been thinking about and changing it.
The question to you is, what do you expect of yourself? Do you expect to be able to perform miracles, to attract into your life the kind of prosperity that you are entitled to? Do you expect that you can manifest the kind of relationships that you would like? In order to be able to have these kinds of expectations for yourself, you have to make a dramatic change, a dramatic shift. You must change what's possible for you.
Success is only when you are able to use yourself to your full potential. It doesn't matter whether you become a doctor or a politician or a yogi or what the hell you become, is not the thing. Success means you are living your life to your full potential. That's what success means. If that has to happen, you need perception and an active intelligence. How do I grow my intelligence? Don't worry about that. Right now, the important thing is to enhance your perception. If you're able to see life just the way it is, you have the necessary intelligence to conduct it well. If you're not able to see life the way it is, your intelligence will work against you. Most intelligent people on this planet are generally the most miserable people on the planet. This is simply because they have an active intelligence but no perception of life.
But you and I, when we choose to create something new in our lives, when we choose to heal our bodies, when we hold the image in our mind of what it is that we choose to create, the act of holding the image in our minds is the act of us reaching into the potential of this field, of the divine matrix. We're literally reaching in on an energetic level in the presence of all of these possibilities, and we're finding the one that we now have created the focus upon, it's pulsing in place. That is the secret to creating in the divine matrix. That's the secret to reaching in to the potential, grabbing that potential in your life and isolating that potential and making it into something that is real.
Let's write down the feelings of how you would feel if that future happened, and you're going to have to feel that feeling before it occurs. So now, okay, what does an abundant person feel? Pretty much free, in love with life, grateful to be alive, abundant. Okay, now, let's practice. Mm. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins. Mm. The moment you feel worthy and abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you're empowered, you are moving towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you'll create an equal. The moment you are in awe of life, you're going to have a mystical experience. And so that's causing an effect, right?
Our routine, known thoughts and feelings perpetuate the same state of being, which creates the same behaviors and creates the same reality. So if we want to change some aspect of our reality, we have to think, feel, and act in new ways. We have to be different in terms of our responses to experiences. We have to become someone else. We have to create a new state of mind. We need to observe a new outcome with that new mind. From a quantum standpoint, we have to create a different state of being as an observer and generate a new electromagnetic signature. When we do, we will match a potential reality in the field that exists only as an electromagnetic potential. Once that match exists between who we are being, what we are broadcasting, and the electromagnetic potential in the field, we will be pulled toward that potential reality, or it will find us. I know that it's frustrating when life seems to produce an endless succession of minor variations on the same negative outcomes. But as long as you stay the same person, as long as your electromagnetic signature remains the same, you can't expect a new outcome. To change your life is to change your energy, to make an elemental change in your mind and emotions. If you want a new outcome, you will have to break the habit of being yourself and reinvent a new self. What do your state of being and a laser have in common? A laser is an example of a very coherent signal. When physicists talk about a coherent signal, they are referring to a signal made up of waves that are in phase. Their troughs, low points, and crests, high points, are parallel. When those waves are coherent, they are much more powerful. Waves in a signal are either aligned or unaligned, coherent or incoherent. The same goes for your thoughts and feelings. How many times have you tried to create something, thinking in your mind that the end result was possible, but feeling in your heart that it wasn't? What was the result of that incoherent signal that you were sending? Why is it that nothing manifested? If your intentions and desires haven't produced consistent results, you've probably been sending an incoherent mixed message into the field. You may want wealth, you may think wealthy thoughts, but if you feel poor, you aren't going to attract financial abundance to yourself. Why not? Because thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. You're thinking one way and feeling another way. And when the mind is in opposition to the body, or vice versa, the field won't respond in any consistent way. Instead, when mind and body are working together, when our thoughts and feelings are aligned, when we are in a new state of being, then we are sending a coherent signal on the airwaves of the invisible. Now let's fill in another piece of the puzzle. To change our reality, those outcomes that we attract to ourselves have to surprise, even astonish, us in the way in which they come about. We should never be able to predict how our new creations will manifest. They must catch us off guard. They have to wake us up from the dream of the routine reality that we've grown accustomed to. These manifestations should leave us with no doubt that our consciousness made contact with the quantum field of intelligence. So we are inspired to do this again. That is the joy of the creative process, why should you want a quantum surprise? If you can predict an event, it is nothing new. It's routine, automatic, and you have experienced it many times before. If you can predict it, the same you produce the same familiar outcome. In fact, if you're trying to control how an outcome will occur, you just went Newtonian. Newtonian, classical. Physics was about trying to anticipate and predict events. It was all about cause and effect. What does going Newtonian mean when applied to your ability to create? It's when the external environment is controlling your internal environment, thinking, feeling. That's cause and effect. Instead, change your internal environment, the way you think and feel, and then see how the external environment is altered by your efforts. Strive to create an unknown, new future experience. Then when an unforeseen event occurs in your favor, you will be pleasantly surprised. You just became a quantum creator. You just went from cause and effect to causing an effect. Hold a clear intention of what you want, but leave the how details to the unpredictable quantum field. Let it orchestrate an event in your life in a way that is just right for you. If you're going to expect anything, expect the unexpected. Surrender, trust, and let go of how a desired event will unfold. This is the biggest hurdle for most to overcome, because we human beings always want to control a future reality by trying to recreate how it occurred in a past reality.